Hello, thank you for joining us for our lesson today. We're starting a new series today. The title of the series is The I Am Sayings of the Lord Jesus. Did you know that Moses once asked God, "What is your name?" And God replied, "I am. That is my name, I am." Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is God, and he is also called by this name. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be studying the Gospel of John, where the Lord Jesus Christ uses his name, I Am, and uses it to describe to us who he is, what he has done for us. I pray over the next few weeks that we shall all deepen in our understanding of who Christ is and come to know and love him as the only true God and Saviour. Well, our lesson today is lesson 38, The Living Water. Before we get into our lesson, let's pray to the Lord God and ask for his blessing upon our time together. Let's pray. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we have this opportunity now to study thy word. We thank thee that in thy word we can find out who you are, what you've done for us, Lord. We pray that you'd help each one of us to appreciate these things, not to just let them slide by, but Lord, open our hearts, open our minds to understand these things, to come to know you for ourselves, to love thee, Lord, to hate our sins and to turn away from our sins and to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Saviour. We pray, Lord, that you would bless all the young people in our Bible class and that you will help them in this coming week. Help them to spend time with you. Help them to read thy word and to draw close to you. We pray, Lord, that you would indeed bless them and save them. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, let's turn to God's word. And our reading today is taken from John chapter 4. And we begin to read from verse 5. See if you can follow it in your own Bible. John chapter 4, starting to read at verse 5. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?" For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman saith unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." In our lesson today, the Lord Jesus Christ makes a special journey to meet a Samaritan woman. You might remember that the Jews did not like the Samaritans, but the Lord Jesus Christ knew that this woman was desperately thirsty, so he went on a special journey to meet her at a well. Let me describe her to you. As I said, she was a Samaritan, so she was living in a city of Samaria, and we are told that she'll go out at 12 noon, that's in the middle of the day, to collect water from a particular well. Fetching water is hard work. And if you live in a hot country like Samaria, then you don't go out in the middle of the day, the hottest part of the day, fetching water.
So why was she? Normally, women would go together, perhaps in the morning or late in the afternoon, when it was much cooler, and they'll go to the well, chatting, helping each other with the fetching and carrying of the water. But here we have a woman who came to the well alone in the middle of the day. Why? The most likely reason was because she was ashamed. She was living with a man who wasn't her husband, and her neighbours knew all about it, and they didn't want to talk to her. Not only that, but in the past she had been married 5 times. Perhaps she's the sort of woman that people would describe as a homewrecker. She broke up other people's families without really caring, just to satisfy her own lust. So you can see she had very few friends, and people didn't want to be seen with her. And yet we learn that the Lord Jesus Christ came especially to speak to her. One day she was going to fetch water at midday as usual, when she noticed a man sitting at the well. She could see he was a Jew. What was he doing there? And then to her surprise, he began to speak to her, and he asked her a favour. Now the Jews were really proud and thought they were above the Samaritans. They would never stoop so low as to ask a favour of a Samaritan. She may have felt even a little bit irritated by him. Why are you asking me to give you a drink? I thought Jews had nothing to do with Samaritans. She probably expected him to insult her in some way. And yet, his response was quite different. If only you knew the gift of God and who it is that's saying to you, give me to drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The Lord Jesus Christ had come with a gift for her. But you know, she had no idea what this gift was or who he was. She had come to fetch water, and that was the main thing that was on her mind at that time. What's on your mind right now? I wonder if any of you are like this woman, perhaps even now as you're listening to this message, all that you can think about are the other things that you have to do today. And like this woman, you actually fail to recognise that it is God speaking to you. And you certainly can't see that he's offering you the best gift ever, himself, as the living water. This woman had come to fetch water at the well, but the water she was fetching might as well have been salt water, because it couldn't actually satisfy her real thirst. This woman was thirsty, but the sort of thirst that Jesus Christ had come to quench wasn't the sort of thirst that could be satisfied by water from a well. It's the same with each one of us. Each of us have a thirst. We have been made to have fellowship with God, to know him, to love him. But when we live our life without him, we soon find that the things in life that we think will satisfy us don't. And that's exactly what was happening in this woman's life. She thought she'd be happy with this man. She imagined that the next husband would be the perfect man and she would not need any other husband. And yet she wasn't really satisfied. And it happens to all of us in different ways. One example is with money. This is a common thing. People think, if only I could make money, if I could have more money, if maybe I could win the lottery, I'll be able to buy so many things. I won't need anything else. I'll be so happy if I had more money. But you only need to look at the lives of the rich, and you realise that money actually isn't enough. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You still feel the need to have more. Have you ever seen a rich person who doesn't go shopping, ever looking for something else, something new, something better? But we imagine to ourselves, oh no, I'm different. If I had £1 million, I'd be satisfied. No. What about friends? So many young people are desperate to be popular. They may go onto social media sites to promote themselves. They might even manage to get 1,000 followers or even more. And yet, we find out that many, many young people feel lonely despite the number of likes they have, Despite the number of contacts they have on social media, they still feel that there's something missing. You know, it doesn't really matter what it is that we fill our lives with, whether it's trying to get the perfect relationship, or trying to have enough money, or trying to make ourselves popular. If we do not have the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, if we do not have him as the living water within us, then we'll always feel like there's something missing. We'll always feel dissatisfied with the things that we have been filling our lives with. You know, water is not just for drinking. Have you ever had your water supply cut off? Suddenly you realise all the different things that you use water for, like flushing the toilet, having a shower, washing your hands, washing the dishes, doing the laundry. This woman, she came to the well to fetch water because she needed it for all these different things, for washing, all sorts of things. But what about her soul? Her soul was filthy with sin. And no amount of washing with the water from the well would remove the stain of sin in her life. But I need to ask you as well, what about the sin that's in your life? What about your soul that is stained with sin? We all need the Lord Jesus Christ to come and be living water within us, cleansing our souls, forgiving us of all our sins, washing them away. The wonderful thing is that when the Lord Jesus Christ washes away our sins, he does more than just remove the stain. He gives us a completely new life. We are made to feel totally refreshed. I'm sure you've had an experience like this. It's a hot day, perhaps you're on a school trip, and you've run out of drink. You feel like you cannot walk, not even another step. You've lost all interest in the trip itself. Then somebody offers you a drink of water, and you take it, and you're revived. And it's like new life is poured back into you. Water can refresh us, but you know, living water doesn't just refresh us for an hour or two, but it gives us new life in the soul that lasts for all eternity. Sometimes, sadly, a child does something really bad in school and everybody knows about it in the school and the child feels ashamed. What can be done? Perhaps they need to leave the school, start at another school, have a new fresh start. Well, when we mess up our lives, we need a new start. Not just new friends and a new school, but a completely new life. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't just cleanse us of our sins, but he gives us refreshing in our soul, new life within the soul, a new start. Before we receive our new life, we cannot even relate to God. We may even hate God because we know he sees our sins and he's angry with us. But when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, our living water, we are totally changed. The Bible says we have become new creatures. Now we can pray to God. We love to read his word. We want to live for him and have new energy and want to use our life for him. As this woman listened to the Lord Jesus Christ, she realized who he was. This is the Messiah. And she began to understand what the gift was that he was talking about. He wasn't offering her water from the well, but he was offering her what she really needed. She suddenly began to see just how thirsty she really was. She recognized that her true problem lay in her spiritual thirst. The Lord Jesus Christ caused her to face up to her sins, but also he gave her the faith to believe that he really could change her life. At last, she humbly and gladly received the gift of God. And she wanted others to know what the Lord Jesus Christ had done for her, that they too may have their lives changed. The change in her life was so obvious, and even straight away, others could see it. If we turn to our Bibles and look at verse 28 of chapter 4, we read this. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. She went to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. With her new life, she was no longer ashamed. Others could see this, that something amazing and wonderful had happened to her. Many people in the city of Samaria believed on him for the saying of the woman. The townspeople came out to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. They too wanted the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. Another wonderful thing is that the washing of sins, cleansing and new life which the Lord Jesus Christ gives us is completely free.
Now, here's a question for you.
Do you recognise the Lord? Do you see what he's saying to you? Do you recognise about your own sin? Because if you don't recognise what Christ has done for you, then you'll never ask him for this water, and you'll continue to live on the water that you can get for yourself, which will never satisfy. Those things in our lives that we try to satisfy our lives with will always leave us feeling thirsty. So, do you know who the Lord Jesus Christ is? Do you know just how much you need him and his gift? If you do, then ask him, and he will surely give you living water, and it will become within you a spring of everlasting life.
Now, let's pray. Almighty God, Lord, we do thank thee that thou art a kind and gracious God, that you have come from heaven, your home, and you've come in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in order to bring us this free gift of salvation, in order to be living water for us, to cleanse us of all sin, to give us a new and fresh start. O Lord God, we pray, help us to appreciate these things, help us to understand these things, help us to look at our sins and realise that we cannot do anything to remove them. Help us to recognise that our lives will always be empty without you. And help us, Lord, to desire you and to seek forgiveness. Lord, we thank you for all thy graciousness. We pray, Lord, that you would truly work in the lives of many of the people, even listening to this message now. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. And don't forget to download the worksheet. The hymn on the worksheet this week is very appropriate for the lesson that we've just had. Let me read to you one of the verses. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. Do remember during this week to spend time with the Lord, to read your Bible and to pray to him that he would give you understanding of the things that you're reading. Also want to say well done to all those who've taken part in the quiz. I hope you enjoyed your little prizes. Keep going. If you haven't taken part in the quiz yet, it's not too late. You can still answer some of the questions and we still have some prizes available. So keep going with the quiz. I hope you'll be able to join us next week for the next lesson in the I Am Sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Goodbye for now.